Hi everyone. I want to talk about the goals notepad. Psychologists and peak performance coaches like Tony Robbins or Brian Tracy that have a lot of famous books believe that you should write your goals on a paper and you shouldn't keep them in your mind, because mind is like a bowl that has a limited capacity and it's not able to keep all of the goals during our life. It gets worried and maybe ignores some of our goals, and suddenly you discover that, oh, I had some goals in past, but I forgot them. Why? Because your mind gets worried and ignore them. Okay, it doesn't matter you have long-term goals or short-term goals. It's important to write them in details. For example, if you want to be a rich person, you should write that how long does it take and how you can achieve it and in which field you want to be a rich person. In economic field or in art field, in which field? Okay, just write them in details, because some goals that are not enough clear, it's hard to achieve them, or maybe it's impossible to achieve them. Okay, the other reason to use the notepad is that it increases your in creativeness. For example, you're watching TV, you're walking on the street, or you're thinking about a special thing, and suddenly a new idea comes over you. Okay, if you have a notepad, you can write it and think about its details later. You can also improve your English by this notepad. You can write your goals in English, and you see that you achieve your goals and also you improve your English at the same time. Okay, if it's hard to carry the notepad, you can use your cell phone's notepad and write your goals on the cell phone. Okay, now what about you? If you write your goals on a notepad, have you ever written them? Is there any idea that you had before but forgot them now? But you forgot them? Share your idea with us. Thank you and bye.